We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm talking today with Cheryl Collins, director of the Riley County Historical Museum. We're talking City of Riley today, 100 years ago, 1920, and kind of what it looked like back then. Sounds like it was quite the thriving community, had a lot of fun events and entertainment to go check out, at least for the locals, and a lot of businesses, too, that we're going to highlight here in this next segment. Let's talk about some of those.
A lot of business, and of course, those little towns were the business center for all of the farming community around them. So they could support quite a bit of business. They had a number of general stores in Riley, and some of those, I can get to that, like the Farmers Union Cooperative had what you would consider general. They had a little bit of everything. Shockey's was hardware, but they also had furniture and farm equipment. Sykes, and we think of Sykes' store as being in Leonardville, and that is true. Their original store was in Leonardville, but in 1920, they had a branch store in Riley. And I think it's interesting because Sykes kind of specialized in overstock and surplus army goods. So you could get a lot of bargains at that Sykes store. Other sorts of general stores, let's see, which ones? There was just a lot of goods available. Grocery stores like Hasbrouck's. Of course, the Farmers Union Cooperative also had some groceries. And a lot of business in town.
It's interesting, some of the advertising that they did back then. Even then, they were trying to, you know, tell people, you know, you got to buy here. Like, I'm looking at ads right now on your YouTube video, which shows the Shockeys specifically for a John Deere manure spreader. And, you know, you look at that now and you're like, well, why would you need something like that? Of course, transportation looks a lot different in 1920.
Well, and they were serving the needs of that rural community. So the farming community surrounding Riley were getting their goods there at Shockey's. So having the implements that they could have access to and parts and all of those things was really, really important.
A lot of good furniture there. Looks like Shockey sold furniture as well as hardware. Trying to see what else they had here in some of these advertisements.
I think it's interesting because there were a number of hardware stores, and one of the stores that sold hardware was the Timmons Lumberyard. And Timmons Lumberyard had hardware, and they also had everything you would need to build a house, including the plans. And they also sold automobiles. So you could go to Timmons and get a Buick automobile. There were a number of places in Riley that you could get an automobile from.
What did an automobile sell for back in 1920? Any idea?
In the $800 range, I remember seeing a Roadster that was in that rough range. And of course, you know, you have to translate the money value, which is much different than in 2020.
Sure.
Yeah. But you could get a Liberty automobile in Riley, and you could get that from the Heer and Company garage. You could get an Overland car at Kopacek's garage. You could buy a Chevrolet from Gravenstein and Son. And that's the one that it was a Chevrolet touring car for $895. And then they also offered a Roadster for $875. So I don't think you'd get a very good Chevrolet today for $895.
I like looking at the Riley Drug ad here, and there's an advertisement for Schaefer fountain pens, and they're about $2.50 to $7. Now, that seems a little high for an ink pen for me.
Well, yeah, that would be a more expensive pen. And of course, Riley Drugstore offered all kinds of goods, including Victrola phonograph. And one of the things they did in 1920, the Riley Drugstore supervised or offered a program where they brought their Victrola or Edson, maybe it was an Edson brand, and brought in a couple of singers and then had the singers sing and the phonograph play, and the audience couldn't tell which was which. So I guess they're illustrating how good the sound quality was in their phonograph.
Interesting. I think I saw that advertisement somewhere here. And you do have a YouTube channel now, I guess, for the Historical Museum, which we should probably highlight a little bit. And that's where you can find some of this information at.
Yes. If folks want to go out to the Riley County Museum YouTube page, then there's a program on Riley in 1920. The other program we have out there is one that Alana Parker on our staff did on women's suffrage in Riley County. So I'd welcome people to go out and take a look more in detail.
Yeah, it's really neat stuff here. I love looking back, primarily the newspaper ads, because I think that's really where
you
get back. And
very interesting. And one of the things that struck me is how many things that were advertised 100 years ago are still around. The Schaefer pens. I think you can still get Schaefer pens. Some of the other things I found was Bayer aspirin. And, of course, that was sold worldwide by 1899. Murine eye drops, which I think are still around. And that first started in 1897. Grape nut cereal. And, of course, Post Cereal Company started that in 1897. And then Wrigley gum. The double mint was first made in 1914. And Juicy Fruit and Spearmint were both first made in 1893. So those products have been around for a long time. And when you look through those old newspapers, you'll see products like that that were somewhat new 100 years ago, but we still have them today.
Yeah, the cereal ad specifically, I love cereal, but like grape nuts, obviously, that does exist. People mostly eat cereal with milk, but apparently some people back then ate it with cream. I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, maybe you'll have to try it.
Yeah, I'll have to get some cream sometime. I imagine it's not that bad, but I prefer my cereal with milk, but who knows?
My suspicion in 1920 is lots of people had access to cream because that was an era in which, if it was possible, a lot of people kept a cow, and so they had their own milk, and which means cream. And even if they didn't, milk was sold with cream on top of it. I remember when I was a kid, we bought milk from a dairy, and it had a big, big section of cream at the top. So in 1920, cream, I bet you, they ate pretty regularly, whereas with being calorie conscious and so on today, we aren't drinking so much cream.
Yeah. Well, even going to the grocery store 100 years ago was probably it looked a lot different, I'm sure, because you probably had them slicing the meat at the counter and getting you specific cuts of meat, I would imagine.
Well, you had much less packaged food or prepackaged food. They would weigh pieces of things and wrap them up for you. So grocery stores would get things in bulk and then portion them out themselves, whereas grocery stores now get things already portioned out and in plastic packaging. And of course, plastic packaging wasn't common in 1920. So yes, you're right. I think the grocery store of the 20s looked very different than the grocery store of today. And I suspect a number of your listeners who may not remember back to 1920, but even remember back to their childhoods, can think of things that are very different, or in some similarities, but there's lots of differences.
Yeah. It's interesting to go back and take a look through history for sure. Cheryl Collins joining us here from the Riley County Historical Museum. Is there any other, were there any restaurants in the city of Riley 100 years ago?
Oh, yes. Webster's Restaurant was one of the ones that they had. And then Mrs. Bratton would sell snacks and things and seemed to particularly focus on folks that were going to the moving picture show. So if you went to the moving pictures, you could stop at Mrs. Bratton's and get snacks to eat. Cool. And, of course, Riley today has some wonderful restaurants. So if you haven't been up to Riley lately, I strongly encourage you to go up, take a look around, and there's some great places to eat up there. And a wonderful library to visit.
Yeah. I'm just looking through here some of the ads. I got large can of pumpkin for 15 cents. I imagine people getting ready for the fall there in that advertisement.
Yes. And, of course, that Halloween party at the school particularly mentioned pumpkin pie. Mm. So I expect they had some really good pie bakers up in Riley.
Yeah, no doubt. They had more time on their hands probably to do some of that stuff than we do now.
Well, and, of course, they were used to food preparation without mixes and all those shortcuts that we have today, because shortcuts weren't that common. So you did make things more from scratch in 1920 than we do today.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, it's about time for our last break here. Let's take that and we'll come back and continue our conversation with Cheryl Collins from the Riley County Historical Museum here on In Focus.